We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show and, of course, all of the other folks out there who are listening worldwide on the many different platforms that we have, including our local radio station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, that broadcasts exclusively play-by-play of both the USC Trojan football in college and the Rams football in the NFL. We also want to welcome all of you listening through the streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, got them all. And, of course, your devices, your iPhone, Android, with the apps. You can get the KSHP app so you can hear us, and certainly the YouTube app if you want to see and listen to us on your devices, your iPhone or your Android, and anywhere else you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. on this Friday as we ramp up for a big weekend, the big weekend of the final Breeders' Cup Win and You're In qualifying stakes races. 15 of them will be contested over the weekend, and it starts today. Today, the Breeders' Cup Win and You're In races, Belmont at Aqueduct, will feature the Futurity, where 8 have been entered in that. And at Keeneland, on this opening day at Keeneland for their fall meeting, the Jesmyn, 12 plus 4, it's an overflow field, 12 plus 4 AEs. The Phoenix, with 8 in it, and the Alcibiades, which has 8 as well. So those are the Breeders' Cup Win and You're In races today, 4 of them over the two tracks, Keeneland and Belmont at Aqueduct. And Santa Anita resumes racing today. They left money on the table last Sunday at Santa Anita and the pick six. So you have a pick six carryover today at Santa Anita exceeding $83,000. So it's a great way to kick off the weekend here in racing, and there'll be plenty of more action going on. Saturday, we got a boatload full of Win and You're In races, the Champagne, the Frisette, the Breeders' Futurity, the Turf Mile, the Thoroughbred Club of America, the Oakleaf, the American Pharaoh, and the Rodeo Drive. We wrap it up on Sunday with the Miss Grillo, the Bourbon, and the Spinster. Just a lot of great races that are going to qualify horses for the Breeders' Cup, which is 28 days away now. The Breeders' Cup, 28 days away. Hey, listen, they put out the Breeders' Cup betting menu. Okay, Breeders' Cup put it out yesterday, and here they are. You're going to have, in the Breeders' Cup wagering notes, special daily doubles on Friday, consisting of leg one on Friday and leg two on Saturday, special day-over-day doubles. Friday's pick six, Friday's pick five, and the high fives may carry over to Saturday. Any pick five that carryovers from Friday to the Saturday card or the early pick five on Saturday will all be carried over into the late pick five on Saturday. So if there's a pick five carryover on Friday, that will revert to the last pick five, the late pick five on Saturday. And of course, if the early pick five gets carried over on Saturday, that will also be pushed into the late pick five. So that can have quite a carryover if those scenarios happen. The middle pick five on Saturday will have a mandatory payout. Special daily doubles on Saturday will be the Breeders' Cup Distaff as leg one to the Breeders' Cup Classic as leg two. Saturday's pick six, late pick five, and super high five will have mandatory payouts on Breeders' Cup Saturday. So all the money that gets funneled into Saturday will all leave the building on Saturday, the big day of Breeders' Cup. There'll be $3 all-turf pick threes, a $1 win place show exacta daily double pick six bets as well, and 50-cent trifectas, 50-cent pick threes, 50-cent pick fours, 50-cent all-turf pick fours, 50-cent all-dirt pick fours, 50-cent pick fives, and 50-cent super high fives, 10-cent superfectas. So it's quite a betting menu. So we got to load up for the Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. It's going to be great. And of course, as you know, as I told you yesterday, and I'll repeat it real quick today, the race day shows will continue with their shows in the morning at 7 a.m. right through Breeders' Cup Week, give you updates. On Wednesday of Breeders' Cup Week, on Wednesday of Breeders' Cup Week, we will have a special Breeders' Cup preview handicapping show with our handicappers and some other handicappers as well. That'll happen at 4 o'clock right here from this studio, the South Point Studios, and only on YouTube. The Wednesday Breeders' Cup Preview Handicapping Show will only be seen through the streaming at YouTube at the South Point Studios Streaming Network. That's the only place you're going to get it. We won't simulcast it anywhere else. And then that'll be on Wednesday at 4 p.m. with, of course, John Lindo, Jonathan Ardoon, and some other special handicappers as well. Then on Friday, November 1st, the first day of the Breeders' Cup, we'll have a Breeders' Cup seminar following the early Breeders' Cup races in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the sport, the racebook right here at the South Points, adjacent to the racebook, the Grandview Lounge, at 6 p.m. following the first day of competition in the Breeders' Cup. We'll recap that and go into the big handicapping for the big day, the Saturday, on that Friday night at 6 p.m. in the Grandview Lounge featuring Jonathan Ardoon and John Lendo. That will be streamed. If you're not here and you come, don't get here in person here, if you're, you know, like away, and certainly anywhere around the world, really, you go to the South Point website, you go to the Sportsbook Racebook page, pardon me, you go to the Racebook page, South Point website, Racebook page, there'll be a link there that you can click, and you'll start seeing the seminar. This is only for the seminar on Friday night, okay? That'll be streamed that way. And then, of course, on Saturday, the next day, after we're done with the race day show in the morning, we'll all be upstairs in the Grand Ballroom for the big party up there, the viewing party, that will have the big screen TVs. You'll have smaller TVs for the other racetracks that are running, big banquet tables to spread out all your goodies. We'll have a bank of live betting windows, a bank of kiosks that you can bet through, food and beverage discount, food and beverage offerings. And there will be prize giveaways up there in the Grand Ballroom on Breeders' Cup Day. Prize giveaways as well up there. And all of what I just mentioned to you is free. Free of charge, including parking your car in this parking lot free. So we invite you to come on down and enjoy all of the celebrating events for the Breeders' Cup that week and that weekend here at the South Point with us. Me and John and Jonathan will be around, and we'll be happy to say hi and all that good stuff to you. And then let's all try to make some money off of the Breeders' Cup. That's what the primary thing is, right? Okay, so we got that going. Okay, so now we've got the Keeneland opening today. You got a carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita today. And also want to remind everybody that Jonathan Hardoon and Jonathan Hardoon will not be with us today. He sent me selections for you, but he will not be with us today because in continued observance of the Jewish holiday. Jerry Jackowitz has no power pages today for Aqueduct or Santa Anita. He did not do any of them at all because his observance of the holiday. He may very well drop in and be with us at the end of the show, but he has no power pages today for either Belmont at Aqueduct or at Santa Anita. His power pages will resume tomorrow. So we'll see if we can get Jerry on a little bit later on the show. Jonathan will not be with us, but we have picks from him. We do have Rich Eng, John Lindo, and, of course, your racing menu and all of the latest information around the country as far as news is concerned. And there's big news happening at Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos, there has been a bout of equine infectious anemia. Now, this that was discovered in a horse on the 24th of September, equine infectious anemia. That horse was euthanized. That was part of 10 horses now that have contracted and have been diagnosed with equine infectious anemia, including that horse that was euthanized from September 24th. Four others have been euthanized, plus two others have been euthanized after that. So that's 7 horses out of the 10 that have been euthanized because of this equine infectious anemia that was discovered at Los Alamitos. There are 3 horses left of the 10 that they discovered, and they are in a 60-day quarantine barn. And let's hope that they'll survive. Anyhow, that's happening at Los Alamitos Racecourse, so we want to keep an eye on that. That's absolutely for sure. And a quick note about the Kentucky Derby. I know it's a long way, but, you know, with all these two-year-old races, and we got 9 races this weekend that are Breeders' Cup win-in-your-in races for two-year-olds. For the two-year-olds that are going into the Breeders' Cup. But you know we're looking ahead. Everybody also always looks ahead with the two-year-olds to see if they can try to find a horse that they can bet in the future book way ahead of time before the Kentucky Derby, which, of course, is the first Saturday in May next year. But in any case, what Churchill Downs done, they tweaked their point system a little bit more for the Kentucky Derby out at the fairgrounds in Louisiana. So now, at the fairgrounds next year when they start the races there, the Risen Star, their purse value will go up to $500,000, and the LeCompte has been bumped up to $250,000 in the Kentucky Derby, route to the Kentucky Derby at Louisiana. So just some quick notes. And our understanding is a big scratch in the Frisette that happens tomorrow at Belmont at Aqueduct. The Frisette, we understand that the favorite in the race, Senza Parole, will be out of the race and will be sidelined for the rest of the year. So Senza Parole will be out of the Frisette. All right. Enough said for this. We got to get going on this show because we got a lot to do and a lot to look forward to as far as the Breeders' Cup. So without any further ado, we'll take our first break. And when we come back, we'll get your racing menu. And then we'll bring in Rich Chang and John Lindo and get you the picks from Jonathan Hardoon. And possibly Jerry will be along later on. We don't know about that. But in any case, we'll be right back. We know that.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, we told you all about the betting menu, and it's, of course, the live celebrating going on here at the South Point. But just in case you happen to be at home and can't get here or, you know, anywhere else, there is an extensive television coverage of the Breeders' Cup. On Friday, between FanDuel and Peacock and the USA, and you'll get all of the races conducted on Friday. Now, the there's going to be five races before the Breeders' Cup races at Santa Anita, special races there, stakes races there, before they get to the Breeders' Cup races on Friday. The first Breeders' Cup race on Friday will go at 2:45 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, this is Pacific time now. That's going to be the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. 3:25 will be the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. 4:05 will be the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. 4:45 will be the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And at 5:25 will be the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. That'll be the 10th race on the card. That'll happen on Friday. And there'll be coverage of these races between FanDuel, the USA Network, the Peacock streaming, etc. Now on Saturday, November 2nd, the races will start early. Races 1 and 2, again, the 1 and 2 are special stakes races at Santa Anita, and so is race 3. So the first three races will be races that are Santa Anita stakes races. The Breeders' Cup races then will commence. The first of the Breeders' Cup races will be the fourth race on the card at Santa Anita. It will be at 12 high noon Pacific time. It's going to be the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. Then at 12:41 p.m., you'll get the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. At 1:21 p.m., these are all Pacific times now, 1:21 p.m., you'll get the Breeders' Cup Distaff. At 2:01 p.m., you'll get the Breeders' Cup Turf. At 2:41 will be the Breeders' Cup Classic. So you're going to get the Breeders' Cup Classic at 2:41 Pacific time. That's the main event. After that, they'll have four more Breeders' Cup races. So the Breeders' Cup Classic is going to be early for time limits for the networks. So after that, at 3:25, you're going to get the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf. At 4:05, you'll get the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint. At 4:45, you're going to get the Breeders' Cup Mile. And at 5:25 will be the Breeders' Cup Sprint. So they've really jockeyed around the positions of the Breeders' Cup races. Usually the Classic is the premier race. That's the last race. But because of television time restrictions, this is the way it's going to roll out. Those races on Saturday will be between FanDuel, USA Network, the Peacock streaming, Peacock network streaming, and et cetera. So that's the way it's going to shake out for the Breeders' Cup this year for the television signals. Okay, time to get started now with the racing menu for today. Let's go to the racing menu for today. And as we always tell you, I'm going to try to punch up that page real quick here. As we always tell you, the first post times you broadcast on the racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times to roll out in our racebook today here at the South Point and in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else around the many different time zones that we're in around the world, and here, please adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever time zone you're in for these first post times mentioned on the menu so you don't miss anything. Like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? I don't want you to miss anything. All right, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Nine races today at Laurel Park. First post time is at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel Park today. Next comes Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a carryover, a regular carryover in their pick five. This is a regular pick five now. Carryover at Delaware Park, $10,444. First post time at Delaware Park for eight races, 9:30. Then we go to Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of eight races at 9:35. 9:35 first post at Belterra. Belmont at Aqueduct today. As far as Belmont at Aqueduct today, they tell us that the track is fast. And at post time, it's going to be 72 degrees and mostly cloudy. Track's fast, though. Turf courses are firm. So the outer turf course will hold races 2, 5, and 8. The inner turf course will have races 4 and 7. On the eight race card today at Belmont Park. The feature, we got a couple of feature races. The fifth race is the Futurity. Now, this is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in for 2-year-olds. It's at 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. The Futurity is the fifth race. 8 go to the post before any scratches. And the favorite in that race at 5-2 is Under Whose Radar with Kendrick Carmouche. A couple of races later, the $200,000 Grade 3 Weya Stakes. At 1 3/8 on the inner turf course for fillies and mares 3-year-olds and up, sees a field of 11 before scratches. And the favorite there is McCulloch is 9-5 with Irid Ortiz Jr. Got a couple of main track onlys, and if they stay on the turf, they'll come out of the race. So McCulloch will be the morning line favorite at 9-5 in the weigh-up. First post time for the eight races at Belmont at Aqueduct today is set at 9:40. And remember, because they have eight races today, the pick six will start in the third race, the pick six carryover at Aqueduct again. Left over from Sunday, remember, they were supposed to have a carryover on Sunday, but with that canceled race, they canceled the pick six. So this was a leftover from Saturday into Sunday, and now it moves over to today. The carryover at Aqueduct today, $83,000. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is set at 9:40. 9:40, Belmont at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park has nine races. Their Rainbow Pick 6 carryover jackpot is $12,352. $12,352 in the Pick 6 Rainbow jackpot carryover at Gulfstream Park. Nine races and a first post time of 9:55. It's opening day today at Keeneland. First post time at Keeneland is 10 a.m. Three stakes races today. Three of them at Keeneland. And their Breeders' Cup winning your in races at Keeneland today, all three of them. And they'll roll out like this. The Phoenix is the seventh race on the card at 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. 8 go to the post in this one. The 7-5 favorite is Nakatomi with Tyler Gaffleon, a Breeders' Cup winning your in. The eighth race is the Jasmine for 2-year-old fillies at 1 16th on the turf, an overflow field of 16 in this one. And the favorite on the morning line is 3-1, and that is Destino D'Oro with Flavian Pratt aboard. This is a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. And then the ninth race is the $600,000 Grade 1 Alcibiades for 2-year-old fillies at 1 16th. 8 go to the post before any scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Immersive with Manny Franco aboard, and it is also a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. Big day at Keeneland today, 10 races. First post time is at 10 a.m. Then we go to Santa, make that, I Before we get to Santa Anita, we got more, one more, and that is Woodbine. Woodbine, super high five jackpot carryover at Woodbine is $83,305. You've got a pick six. You know, I want to correct myself. There is no carryover at Aqueduct. That carryover is at Santa Anita. The carryover at Aqueduct was yesterday. So please pardon me. Big mistake on my part. I correct that. No pick six carryover at Aqueduct. They gave it away yesterday. They do have a pick six carryover today at Santa Anita. But we go to Woodbine first. Woodbine, their super high five jackpot carryover, $83,305. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $59,410. A Woodbine's nine race card begins at 10-10. And now we get to Santa Anita. And yes, we have a carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita. It is $83,940. It's a regular pick six. Pick six carryover at Santa Anita, $83,940. Nine races. First post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Santa Anita. Racing continues in Northern California Fair Circuit at Fresno. Nine races. First post time, 1:45. Fresno has a super high five jackpot carryover, $7,740. Pick six jackpot carryover there is at $6,515 in the first post time of 1:45. 1:45 at Fresno. Then we have Charlestown. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $32,618. 4 p.m. first post there. And then we got Monmouth at the Meadowlands. Six turf races at Monmouth at the Meadowlands and a first post time of 4 p.m. as well. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is also at 4:30. And again, apologies. No carryover today at Aqueduct. It did have an $83,000 carryover yesterday, but they hit it. So there you are. There it is. My bad. Okay, now time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, that was a game for the ages last night.
You know, I actually, for the first half, I missed it because I was watching the Mets-Brewers baseball game. And if people saw that, I'm an old Mets fan, Ralph, growing up in Connecticut back east. But, you know, the Mets' dramatic comeback in the top of the ninth, a walk, a single, a three-run homer, and they end up winning 4-2. But that was a great game. And then I watched the second half of the football game. And I tell you what, if you bet Tampa Bay, you really deserve to cash the ticket because in the last minute and a half of the game, Ralph, remember Kirk Cousins got intercepted and Tampa Bay had the ball on the Atlanta 28-yard line with a minute and a half to go. You know, I'm thinking to myself, if they run three balls, you know, three running plays
yeah,
into
that's
the
all
line.
I had to do. That's all I had to do.
Yep, and they kick a 45-yard field goal, it would have been a six-point lead for Tampa with a minute to go. And even if Atlanta scores and gets an extra point, Tampa would cover all numbers because it would have been a one-point win for the Falcons. So that one got snatched away, and then Cousins threw for over 500 yards, Ralph. I did say at the end of my segment yesterday, I thought Kirk Cousins was going to play a big game, and he sure did.
Two observations I have. One, Atlanta is not going to pull out miracles like this time in and time out. They got to do something with that secondary because they were just getting eaten up. That defense was getting eaten up by Tampa Bay. Secondly, as you know, you guys send in a lot of the information you do later on in the day. So what I usually do is before I go to bed at night, I'll go upstairs and check my computer and get the latest information preparing for the show at night. So I was watching the game, and when Cousins got intercepted, I turned off the television, went upstairs, and started working. Then I came back downstairs and I said, well, let me check the score. And when I saw 36-38, I thought to myself, that's got to be a mistake. Then I started looking at all of the other, sports apps and et cetera to check the scores. And I couldn't believe it. So I missed the spectacular comeback. But I did manage to see a replay of all of the highlights of that. And all I got to tell you is Tampa Bay, you know, what the heck were they thinking?
Yeah, you know what, Ralph, you, me, and the viewers and the listeners out there, we bet horses, we bet sports. You get bad beats all the time, but every once in a while you catch a Hail Mary, and I was real happy to collect the Atlanta Falcons ticket at the -1.5 because You're right, Ralph. They couldn't stop a nosebleed. They were Tampa was doing whatever they could, whatever they wanted against Atlanta. And actually, it was kind of fun to see a high scoring game for once.
Yes, especially on Thursday nights because they usually get the duds. But I can tell you this right now, that in watching that play, I thought to myself, how could Tampa Bay lose this game? I mean, this is one of those games that you can actually say the winner won by a miracle. I mean, it was just as simple as that. But we move on because let's hope that some of the racing will be as exciting over the weekend as well. By the way, I want to remind everybody again, I did mistakenly say that Aqueduct had a carryover in the pick six. They had one yesterday. The pick six did pay $32,133.50 yesterday, so they did hit it. And the winner of the Gio Ponte, the big stakes race, there was Donegal Moment with Kendrick Carmouche for Tim Morley paying $10.80. Javier Castellano was named on two horses yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. As you know, he's getting ready to come back, but he was replaced on both of those, so we'll wait and see when he returns to the races. But we've got opening day at Keeneland, and you, as well as John Lendo, are doing two sheets. You're covering Santa Anita, Southern California, as you guys normally do, and you're doing Keeneland as well. So Keeneland today, three stakes races, all Breeders' Cup winning your ends.
Yeah, and then tomorrow there's a whole bunch more, Ralph. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have a nice long shot as my play of the day. But as far as my Keeneland pick for today, I'm going to go right to the last race. It's 5.5 furlongs on the grass. And I like the number 7 horse, Cloudwalker, shipping in from New York. 4-1 to the morning line with Tyler Gaffalione. This horse exits a couple of really much tougher stakes races, and even though the horse is cutting back in distance, I think this horse should be absolutely flying at the later part of the race. So that's my first Keeneland pick for the radio, Ralph. Number 7, Cloudwalker, in the finale.
All right, 10th race at Keeneland today. The 7, Cloudwalker, with Tyler Gaffalione is Rich Eng's selection on the show. And, of course, we have the three other Breeders' Cup winning Norins. Are you anxious to see any one in particular of the three Breeders' Cup winning Norins stakes races today?
No, they're all going to be good, Ralph, because, with Breeders' Cup just a few weeks away, you got to start making your notes about these horses. It's nice to win these races. Any race, any prep is certainly worthwhile winning with the big purses, but you're trying to get yourself set up to peak on that first weekend in November. So you watch the races with interest, and even, horses that lose, sometimes you see something in a trip, you see something in a conditioning angle, certain things come up, so you want to make notations. And if I could just insert this real quick, Ralph, you were talking about all of this, the different things coming up for the Breeders' Cup. Remember, folks, that the Daily Racing Form has the very, very popular Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition, which comes out once they do the pre-draw, the pre-entry. So that's usually about 10 or 11 days from the Breeders' Cup. So that'll be available in town.
And please let us know the day that will be in the books, because I know you take care of getting those guys out to deliver those things here in town and certainly around the country as well. So make us very well aware of, as soon as you know, when they're going to be available for the race players.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, that once those entries are pre-drawn by the Breeders' Cup, they give all the information to the Racing Form in New York, and we put everything together for the special edition.
The pre-draw is on Monday, so the form should probably hit the places where they can get consumed on Wednesday, right?
Well, yeah, it depends on how it falls with the print schedule. I'll have more details as we get closer.
All right, thanks a lot, Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I get a Santa Anita pick if you want one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that. You're absolutely right. I forget. You got Santa Anita and Keeneland full sheets at the racedaylasvegas.com website. So my bad again. Let's get going at Santa Anita.
Well, people really want my picks because either they bet on them or they use them to eliminate them. So let's go to the third race at Santa Anita. It's 6 furlongs on the grass. A horse who just got claimed by George Papamadromos, the 7, Mas Rapido. I think this horse is in a good spot, gets a big rider switch to Umberto Rispoli. Let's go with the 7, Mas Rapido, in the third.
Okay, so Santa Anita, Keeneland, full sheets. Richie's got them at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Santa Anita, third race, the 7, Mas Rapido, the 7 in the third race. And thank you for reminding me. I get tarred and feathered from the listeners if we don't get your picks out. So I'm glad you've reminded, because I want to bet them too. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
Now, before I forget, I'm going to give you Jonathan Hardoon's picks. He gave me three picks today, one at each track that he has a full sheet for at his website. So as long as you got that Santa Anita sheet in front of you, we'll go start with Santa Anita. At Santa Anita today, Jonathan Hardoon's selection comes in the eighth race. Remember, we don't have him on the show today. He's still observing the holiday, but he did three sheets, full sheets for his handicapping. So at Santa Anita, in the eighth race, Jonathan's pick for the race day listeners is the 5-horse Michelov. Number 5, Michelov at 6-1 with Humberto, Hector Barrios, I should say, as the rider. Eighth race, the 5, Michelov, Hector Barrios at 6-1. Eighth race, the 5 at Santa Anita. Now we'll go back to Keeneland. At Keeneland, Jonathan Hardoon, we got a ding, 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 good housekeeping seal of approval from the handicappers in his selection because he comes with the same horse that Richie did just moments ago. In the 10th race at Keeneland, he also likes number 7, Cloudwalker. So Jonathan and Richie both like the 7, Cloudwalker at 4-1, the 7 in the 10th race at Keeneland. And then we'll wrap it up at Aqueduct. Jonathan Hardoon's play at Aqueduct. Remember, because Jerry Jackowitz has no power pages for either Santa Anita or Aqueduct, we won't have any power page picks for Jerry. But the one that Jonathan gives us at Belmont at Aqueduct comes in the 8th and final race there. In the 8th and final race, Jonathan likes the 4, Hey Make It, Hey Make It's Jack. Hey Make It's Jack is the play in the 8th race, the 4 in the 8th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Ired Ortiz Jr. riding at 9-2, the 4 in the 8th at Belmont at Aqueduct. Jonathan does have full sheets for Belmont at Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Santa Anita. Jerry does not. Okay, just keep that straight. Now that we got all of those picks out of the way, we got more coming with John Lindo. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, we now go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather out there this morning?
I had a little fog this morning, but it's really nice outside. It's cool. It's going to be really warm out in the desert. I heard Palm Springs is going to be 112 this weekend,
wow.
But we're nice down here by the coast.
Here in Las Vegas, by the way, it's 73 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 104 today here in Vegas, and it looks like that the weather, although hot in the southwest, looks like everything's going to be fine as far as weather conditions for the racetracks. I know that Florida, by the way, folks, where Gulfstream is at, obviously, Florida is expecting a lot of rain over the weekend there in Florida. John, I got to, before we get started with talking about the horses today, I saw a report, and this affects us race players. It's like, you know, the domino effect, okay? There have been alarming declines in the American foal crop. The American foal crop report estimates that the foal crop for 2025, and these will be the horses that we'll be betting on in the future, a total of 17,300 foals. That's 700 less than projected. And the covering stallions, the stallions that cover the mares, half, there's now half of the number there were just 10 years ago. What's going on in the business, buddy?
That is a scary low number of foals for next year. And in a couple of years when those horses get ready to start training, you know, a lot of them won't have the ability or there'll be injuries. And so you think about the racehorse ready crop for next year is not going to be big. And that's just going to lead to more reductions as far as racing days. Maybe some tracks will have to shut down. You have to have, you know, you have to have inventory to make things go. And, you know, you talk about the number of stallions going down. People want to breed to the same stallions. More breeding is done for commercial value as opposed to breed to race. And, you know, it's expensive to get a horse to the races. So these are all serious concerns. And it's even more, you know, it's even bigger out here in Southern California. You know, the crop in California foals has gone down year after year. And based on the purses that we were running for versus the rest of the country, it's a hard sell to get people to breed their mares, raise them in California, and get them to the races.
You know, it's going to be a rippling effect for us. We see short fields now, and as you say, you know, this decline, it's not going in the right direction, for sure. And you know, the racing industry, the states are doing something about it with all the state bred programs that they have and all the state bred stakes races they have for the state breds. When you say it's more for commercial than it is for racing, isn't racing the catalyst for the commercial? I mean, you got to know if these horses are good stallions and good brood mares. And the only way you can determine that is their offspring going to the races and doing well at the track. I don't understand that.
Well, you used to have barns like the Whitney Stable that maybe would breed to a stallion that wasn't commercially popular, but would get you a racehorse.
Yeah.
And they would keep those and race them. You had the Phipps Stables, you know, out here. You had Old English Rancho in California and places like that. As these big outfits either wrap things up or, you know, there's a change in who runs those things and they cut back, there's nobody to replace them, Ralph. And that is a huge problem. Like I said, right now, people are breeding to run a quarter mile in a two-year-old sale so they can sell those horses as opposed to going a mile and eighth as a three-year-old. So there's a difference.
So in other words, then they're paring it down for a higher quality and less quantity, but the quantity makes good races around the country and good players that play the races. And the engine that is fueled by the players playing the races at the racetrack. So something's got to give.
Well, it's one of those cycles. If you have a stallion that, you know, is not commercially popular, then the public is not going to buy those babies. So the breeders are not going to breed to that stallion, so they're going to get less mares, and it's going to be less popular, and they just kind of go by the wayside. So you have to have somebody stand up, hey, I'm going to make this stallion. You know, we saw Barry Abrams with Unusual Heat in California.
Yeah.
They bred everything to him, and they got a runner. And we've seen other stallions, a horse like Scat Daddy, who wasn't particularly popular to start, but he hit the ground running. And so you can make yourself a stallion. I mean, Into Mischief didn't start off as a, you know, a must breed horse, and he got better and better foals. Malibu Moon, same way. So there is a way to make a stallion, but you got to give them the chance with enough mares to make it work.
Wow. Well, I hope they can figure it out quickly. Otherwise, we'll be betting three horse races and on 3 days a week instead of 5 days in full fields. Because now we're losing most of the 5 day weeks anyhow, and now we're going to 4 days in some places, three. So the players want to play. We need inventory to play. That is absolutely for sure. Now let's talk a quick thought or two about what's going on at Los Alamitos and this looks like a deadly equine infectious anemia situation.
Right. There were a number of horses that trainer Heath Taylor brought in from the Downs at Albuquerque. And I apparently that's where this disease, this illness popped up from. He had a number of horses that shipped in, and luckily he put those horses in an empty barn, not in his main barn at Los Alamitos, but an empty barn. And that's where a couple of the positives came up. And there's no cure for this disease. So once the horse tests positive for that, they have to put them down, euthanize them. So I think there's seven that have been euthanized. There's a couple that right now are being watched, and they'll test them again in 60 days. The gestation period of this illness is 60 days, mm-hmm. and they're trying to keep it all separate. But apparently that's where it came from, some horses coming in from the Downs at Albuquerque.
Now, John, we had one of our chatters asking, he wonders how many are quarter horse, how many are thoroughbreds that is this affected?
These are all quarter horses, including a couple of really good ones. Heath Taylor brought some good horses out for some. You've got the Golden State Million Futurity Trials Saturday night at Los Alamitos, some of the best two-year-olds around. So I think part of that shipment were horses that were supposed to compete in that. So it's not like just everyday horses. A couple of really good ones had to be put down.
Wow. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that as well. So now we get some industry news. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about racing and picks. How about that, John?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
My name is Rick Dempsey. I played 27 years in professional baseball, 24 years as a major league player. You know, you always worry about, I'm spending too much on the kids or something like that. But Tunnel to Towers takes care of everybody. It's a fantastic charity, but it's actually more than that. You know, it changes people's lives and gives them an opportunity to move on and to grow up without a lot of devastation in their life. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST. Never forget.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas with John Lindo. And John, one more thing before we get to the picks for today. Breeders' Cup sent out the post times and the TV coverage for Breeders' Cup for the 2 days. And I see where most of the races now will be sliced up between FanDuel, USA, and Peacock streaming. NBC, the network itself, will only have the Breeders' Cup Turf, the Breeders' Cup Distaff, the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and the Breeders' Cup Classic. And then after that, there's four other Breeders' Cup races that will be televised on those other networks.
Well, just come to the South Point Ballroom and watch them all there.
Oh, yeah, but you better believe that. But I can't believe that NBC has pared it down. I remember they used to have full coverage for all of the races on both days on the NBC network. Now they're paring it down. So That's not too good either. But nevertheless, we'll see it all right here. All right, now we've got Keeneland and Santa Anita today. Before we get to your selections, a thought about Keeneland and any one of the or all of the three Breeders' Cup winning your in races today.
Well, one of my plays will be in one of the Breeders' Cup prep races today in the Jessamine. But the Phoenix, you've got Nakatomi in there, who's the 7-5 favorite, and that's the prep for the sprint, the Breeders' Cup sprint. It's a field of seven. Number six is going to scratch Bango Chris. I don't think this is the top echelon of the sprinters there. I think no matter who wins it, they're going to have their hands full with when they come out west. And as far as the Alcibiades, we're going to find out how good that form in the spinaway was at Saratoga.
Yeah.
With the 1-2 finishers, Immersive and Quiet Side back in this race, going two turns for the first time. That's always an interesting race. You want to see who jumps forward as far as the two-year-olds go when they go two turns.
Yeah, that'll be a nice little rematch between those two there. And, of course, we will now get your selection.
Okay, let's go to the Jessamine. That is race eight on the card. This is a good field going a mile and a 16th on the grass. I really like the way number two, Isle of Capri, won first time out at Kentucky Downs. Went wire to wire, but this horse found an extra gear when she hit the straight and just ran away from the field.
Mm-hmm.
She ran in a manner that tells me she doesn't have to have the lead. She's got good tactical speed and an inside post.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coolmore people own her, so obviously she's meant to be a nice horse. And I just think hopefully on a firm turf course, a fresh turf course, speed will carry a little bit. 9-2 on the program in a really good field. Number two, Isle of Capri, the one to beat, race number eight at Keeneland.
All right, eighth race, the Jessamine, the two, Isle of Capri, eighth race at the Keeneland, John Lindo's pick. And now Santa Anita.
Let's go to Santa Anita, race number four. Trainer George Papa Prodromo was 6-10 last week, 60%.
Was.
He dominated the standings as far as the leading trainer goes. He's got number three, We the Free, in race four at Santa Anita. Comes off a good win, overcame a poor start down at Del Mar. 6.5 furlongs, the way this horse kept going, I don't think is going to be a problem. Drawn outside the other speed, I think it's a good stocking trip in here. And a rider switch to Umberto Rispo, he's not going to hurt. If you get anything near the 4-1 morning line, you take it. Number three, We the Free, race number four, Santa Anita.
Fourth race, Santa Anita, number three, We the Free, the three and the fourth. Remember, there is a carryover today in the pick six at Santa Anita, and with nine races, their pick six will start in that fourth race, the three, We the Free, John Lindo's play at Santa Anita. And don't forget, John Lindo's full Lindo report for both Santa Anita and Keeneland, available only in one place here in the gaming capital. That's here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here, because they love horse players. And John Lindo's Lindo report as well. John, thanks so much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to go quickly to Jerry Jackowitz, who kind of surprises us by being on the show today, because Jerry, because of the observance of the holiday, you did not make any power pages for both Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct today, correct?
Correct. But I'm back to work today.
Uh-huh. And you'll be ready and set to go for power pages from here on out. And, of course, we'll expect your power pages for Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita tomorrow. In any case, we're glad to see you're back, and always respectful of observing any of the holidays out there. And of course, Jonathan as well will be back with us tomorrow. And all I can say is we got 15 Breeders' Cup winning your in races coming up over the weekend. Several of them over at Belmont at Aqueduct, and I'll bet you're excited to get started with those races as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what we. That's one of the things we look forward to. I just wanted to say that. I like the name of John's horse, We the Free.
Yeah. Let's hope he's...
In this household, if you love the Constitution and you put that first, we'll always be free and we'll always be safe.
Absolutely correct. No finer words said than that. That is absolutely for sure. And we hope that he is free of any trouble and gets the money for we. Us, of course, today.
That be true, too.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, but we're glad to see you're back, and I can't wait for the Power Page selections for the weekend. And all I can say is that without any further ado, we'll be back tomorrow with the big Saturday and Sunday show and all those Breeders' Cup winning your in races. But in the meantime, there's one guy's going to say it, as he always does at the end of the show, so go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Hey! great race day, everybody.